With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
The guys on the big show have been going at it for 3 hours, but they haven't crashed and burned. Yet.
Well, it's the big show.
It's time to reset today's big topics and let you pick a lane. Brought to you by the legendary Great Lakes Dragway in Union Grove. Spring is around the corner and racing will be here before you know it. Go to GreatLakesDragway.com to order your season passes, discounted tickets, or to inquire about a track rental.
The hustle never stops when you're around Leroy Butler. I can tell you that much. Yeah, this man's doing business ventures that's in the middle of the break. Man. I just love it. Gary Ellerson, Leroy Butler, Steve Sparky Fiverr.
Me and Daniel Fiverr putting together an event for his school April the 6th.
That's nice.
Yeah. We're doing.
What school do you go to, Leroy?
He go to one of those Lutheran schools.
Hey, Wisconsin Pluck. Lutheran College.
Let him tell us. He maybe want to tell us something. Hey, Pluck. Where you at, man?
No, we don't got time for all that. We were going to try to have you at Carroll one time, but we didn't have the funds for it.
Well, you gotta create ways. That's what Pluck.
Right. Did. Well, that was the thing. We weren't as smart at creating income there. I care. We were better at taking it than spending.
You probably got it all. You got about 25-30 jobs.
Yes, sir.
I don't know how you could do hockey though. I couldn't do it. It's too much fun. I couldn't do hockey, girls basketball.
That's a good time.
Volleyball. I just can't.
Volleyball. I'm not great at. I'm not great on the dig. Like, everything is pretty much a dig.
Right.
But I can't just be like, oh, great dig by seven again.
Know the rules,
great
man.
Dig by Kenny
soccer.
Again.
You could do soccer?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I've done it before. It's weird.
I bet you I could
just do. Just back and forth.
With Steve's help, I bet I could do bowling. I'm terrible, but I think I can commentate it.
You know, there's.
Like, say what's going on.
I don't know why, but I feel like you'd be better suited for football.
You got a split coming up here? And you need to take it to the left a little bit.
How did our Bob Ross lookalike bowler do this weekend?
I don't know who Bob Ross is, but
Bob Ross.
Is that the painter?
Yeah.
Yeah, I
you
saw
know who Bob Ross is?
Never heard
I
of him.
I thought you were talking about the head coach of the San Diego.
But I saw they're doing a bobblehead of him or something now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw it on Twitter today.
Literally. Pretty clouds.
Yeah, Kyle Troop did pretty good. Yeah, he got through a couple matches. He started from the 5-hole and then got up. I think he lost in the quarterfinals.
It almost looked like he did a little Brooke Lopez when he hit a strike. He blew the fingers down and shook his hand off a little bit. Nice. A little splash mount, blow then, cigarette
like
out.
That. He'll do like the that. He'll do the pick to his hair after a strike from time to time as well. Oh, dude, actual pick. He's got an actual pick. He's a white dude with a huge fro.
Oh, I love that.
He's a white dude with a huge fro.
Huge.
Oh, that's amazing.
Dude, he's awesome. I love Kyle Troop. Big fan.
Oh, yeah.
So,
he's a great guy.
But he did really well. I was amazed by how active Twitter was during that PBA event. Their numbers are through the roof.
Well, you were getting it live around here in Milwaukee.
Yeah.
Milwaukee is a big melting pot of bowling. I mean, it's pretty big.
I'm just not.
People love the bowling.
I just keep saying.
I'm terrible.
The fan bases are passing in the night. The PBA fan base, the bowling fan base is climbing, mm-hmm. and the NASCAR fan base is just falling.
Plummeting.
Really?
Daytona 500 was up over last year.
Yeah,
so I give them that.
20-car pileup, that was funny.
But I'm just telling you, they're going in opposite directions. So it'll be interesting. NASCAR's talking about making some big changes the next year or two.
Best NASCAR driver of all time is Ricky Bobby. All time. You're not first, you're last.
Because you got to shake it before you can bake it.
Amen.
Pick a lane by the Great Lake Dragway. Pick a lane
Ricky
from
Bobby?
Talladega Nights is the movie. Ricky Bobby is Will Ferrell in the movie. Or Will Ferrell is Ricky Bobby
God,
in the movie.
You dinosaur.
Right lane. In Great Lake Dragway, pick a lane today. Started yesterday when Gary Ellerson had a couple of revisions to his top three in the NBA.
Yeah.
A lot
torch.
Of
Steve heard it and called him out.
We got the torch.
Torch.
Yeah, you. We,
let's hear it.
We wanted to check the tape, so we're gonna check it.
After watching the game last night, man, I gotta revise mine.
You saw the light?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think the torch, for me at least, has been passed.
There you go. What did I tell you?
Round of applause.
And steam started coming out of my ears at this point.
LeBron looked old last night. Here's my revision.
They said LeBron looks old.
Of my top three series.
Mm-hmm. What's wrong with him?
Give me a pencil, man.
Number three, LeBron James.
Yep.
Number two, Anna Nakumbo.
That was pretty
good. Yeah, no,
okay.
Huh?
Yeah, LeBron's
right. Anna Nakumbo. Huh? Anna Nakumbo. Huh? Number two. Number one, Kevin Durant.
I knew he was going to.
There we go. Steve Sparky.
So how many times did I say torching that?
You said it once.
Once. Okay, that's all Steve needed.
That's all, me. That
that's all Steve needed. He turned it off. That's
No. I got through that.
Oh, got through
that? I said steam was starting to come out of my ears when I heard you say it. I was like, well, maybe he's got a point. Let's see what he says. He had no point.
So
it was horrible.
When did you flip and go listen to some oldies music?
After he got done saying that, I turned it off. Once he gave me one through three, I was like, I'm done.
He put all that on one game, Steve. What's wrong with him?
And no, it wasn't a game. It was an all-star game. It wasn't a regular season game. It wasn't a playoff game. It wasn't even an NBA Finals game. It was an all-star game.
Yeah, came in and changed everything. Was
the whole lineup, cuz.
Horrible.
So to the question of how much weight do you place on Giannis and Chris Middleton's performances in the all-star game?
I can't see how you say this.
Come on.
Nothing.
Come on, Steve.
Come on, man. There's no defense. It was like 170-something to 160-something.
They played defense in the fourth quarter.
Steph Curry made a bounce pass in the air for Giannis and Doug, but I should respect what happens in that game. Get out of here. It was an and-one mixtape game. That's what it was.
No.
And I love the All-Star game. Don't get me wrong. I think it's the best of the three. From an entertainment perspective, it's beautiful. Right? But to start making big, bold judgments and statements about passing torches and everything else, oh, stop. Just no. Absolutely not. No.
Gary, you believe that there was some weight into Chris Middleton and Giannis's performance?
Yeah, man. I don't know how Steve. He don't think. Steve don't think clearly sometimes. He just.
I don't think clearly. You just heard what you just said a day later.
Don't think clearly, man.
You're right. Gotta be kidding me.
I like when both of you use the high voice.
What'd you look at me for?
Who looked at Mendel?
I just wanted to see if
Marky
you were.
Looks at me.
Well, because I looked over at you to see if you were still standing up and not passed out from what Gary said. You were here yesterday.
I was
yesterday
here for
too.
It yesterday.
What did you think yesterday?
Gary called out LeRoy, said LeRoy was going to contradict himself, and then Billy had it on the timer. What was it, 11 minutes? Gary said by the end of the show, Billy said in 11
minutes.
It was 4:16, and I thought. He would contradict himself by 4:20, and he beat it right on the nose. 4:19:56.
That'll happen when you're on the air a lot, Gary. That'll happen. 4 minutes is a long time.
Set me up, Steve.
I don't know how y'all didn't think that Chris Middleton was a coming out party for him in the All-Star game. Man. It was for me. I don't know how y'all missed all
Just that. Remember this Thursday when he scores 14 points against Boston, and then you come on there and go, man, I don't know how you play this dude all that much, but he don't show up against Boston.
All I need Chris Middleton to do is score 20 against Boston.
He can do that.
Because what is the average?
17.
Come on, cuz.
Average 20 last year, but you know he's sacrificing for the team this year.
Give me 20.
He's getting a max deal.
He's not going to score 20 now.
I tried to tell y'all he's getting a max deal.
You're right. I think
he's
will.
Getting it.
Regardless of what he does.
Yep,
totally agree.
I think on that platform, though, him being around those guys, other guys allegedly would want to play with him. Because you need guys to make shots to make the open spacing up on the court.
So you're saying at the All-Star game, guys were talking to him and you're like, hey, dog, you get to the summer, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So,
absolutely.
This is the same Chris Middleton who, a week or so ago said, yeah, man, me and Giannis, you know, Tom, I want to play here for the rest of our career, blah, blah, blah. All-Star weekend. Yeah. They're all talking.
Yeah,
hey, Chris, what about?
Yeah, I'm talking to him.
Hey, Chris, what about this summer, man? You know, free agency, everything else? Well, you know, we'll worry about the summer when we get to the summer. I just want to focus on finishing out the season and so forth.
Just trying to win an NBA championship.
Right.
Wow. How things change
you
quickly.
You got to evolve.
Like,
this man trying to get a max contract. He got Let me do his talking for him. Get that money, cuz. But he looked good in that game.
He should get as much.
He was last in a three-point shooting contest. I don't care about that.
He was brutal
but
in the three-point
contest.
He never belonged in it.
In the game, that was the second time, now.
Yeah,
that
he shouldn't have gotten invited back.
Yeah,
I think the first time he was last, too.
But LeRoy.
He was.
LeRoy.
He was.
I agree.
I just want him on the platform.
I agree with you. And Gary does, too, because we talked about this before. Mm-hmm. He's got to get as much money as he can get on this next deal this summer.
Yeah.
Because this is going to be his last one. as far as a huge deal.
Yeah.
So if somebody wants to give him stupid money, he's got to take it, even if that means you lose. Take the money and go. So like, why, nobody can be mad at him for that.
Why our owners can play in the celebrity game, that's a big deal, ain't it?
No. No, because he was bad. He was awful too.
You know, it's not about being good or bad. It's about the platform that you put in Milwaukee. We need that kind of advertisement.
But Leroy, remember when we talked about letting your kid play football?
Yes.
And we talked about, you know, I really, really want everybody to play football. Unless you suck, then don't do it.
If you're
Mark
bad,
Lazary
don't do
sucks
it.
At basketball. He should not play
out,
anymore.
Listen, he's not out there. I think y'all losing sight of what he's out there for.
Totally. I am.
He's out there branding the Bucks.
No, man, it's amazing. Come on.
No. He's out there being the Moroccan freak because he likes to be the Moroccan freak.
No other owners can do that now. Now you got these owners that can not just Cuban. It's not just Cuban. No. It's not just Cuban and anybody that's running the Lakers anymore.
Giannis?
You can say Lazarus. Great.
Giannis brands the Bucks, Gary.
You got three people that weekend there for the Bucks.
I'll even get down
and
with
Marcus
you.
Johnson.
I'll get down with you on Chris Middleton brands the Bucks.
Yes, he does.
For sure he does, yep.
An egomaniac owner is not branding the Bucks because
he
wants to go out and
remain
with other celebrities. Stop, man. He's out there. He's out there because he wants to hobnob with everybody else.
That's
as
part of
we
the
all know. Sure. Yeah, but that's not has anything to do with branding. He just wants to go hang out with those guys.
We're talking about it.
That's because you brought it up.
Because he played in that game. He played with all them rappers and other people. We talk about them.
But
their
he didn't do it for
why
that.
Why can't we support him?
To hang out with the famous people. He didn't do it to
I
brand the Bucks.
It was
the same
marketing.
Reason why he bought the team so he can fly in his private jet to the game.
Hey,
he wants to be a showboy. He wants
God
to show everybody cool.
Well, go
all
get you a billionaire.
He's a wild.
Anytime I can see anything remind me of two teams, I want to see it. The Lakers and the Bucks. If it's owners, I want to see Giannis all over the TV. I want to see Middleton all over the TV. It's great because I've never seen that in the past.
Oh, cool.
We've
so
never
like
seen it.
In the center lane, you want Giannis to play in the FIBA World Tournament
Lord.
This summer.
The more Giannis, the better. Go develop your game even more.
Now, he'll Anybody be branding else? Them.
Yes,
in the
he
FIBA
will.
World
globally. Globally, the kids over in China, they're going to be buying 34 jerseys.
So, Sparky, you want him to play in the FIBA World Tournament this year?
Of course he does.
Hey, I'm cool. If Lazarus wants to go play for Morocco, have at it. Go play. Knock yourself out, dude.
I don't want to see that.
Go play for Morocco?
Go play, dude.
He said Morocco.
Go play.
Morocco? Did you say Morocco?
Doesn't he call himself the Moroccan
freak? He's the Moroccan
freak. Go play, dude. You go play. Yas can stay here and watch you on TV. You can do our branding.
Where is Morocco anyway?
Yeah,
where is that? Who can tell me where Morocco is?
I can't.
Is that in Milwaukee?
Left lane.
South side.
Are you?
Oh, it's got to be on the south side.
That's a good one, Steve.
Got to be on the south side.
The south side. Twitter going to eat us up. Twitter going to eat us up.
Morocco.
We're just joking, Twitter. We know where Morocco is.
Okay, quickly, before we can't pay the bills anymore. Left lane, are you buying Aaron Rodgers truly wants to be coached in 2019, Gary Ellerson?
Come on, Gary. Oh, boy.
I don't know. I mean, everybody wants to be coached, right?
To a point.
Okay.
To a point.
Every player would love to be coached.
To a point.
I think that's the only way you're going to get better. But this whole notion of Rodgers, Whit McCarthy wasn't listening to him and calling his own plays. Luke Getsy is 35. Rodgers is 35.
He's on the same wavelength. That's
yeah,
fine.
I mean, okay, I get it.
If I'm 80 years old, I hang out with 80-year-old guys.
Listen, I think more than anything else, I can't wait to see this marriage. I just can't wait to see this come together.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I don't. That's a tough question. I would hope that he would be, but I would give Leroy. Mm-hmm. Maybe it is because Jermichael Finley said the same thing to a point.
And you can answer any of these tough questions at 414-799-1250, live at 1057FMTheFan.com, at 1057FMTheFan on Twitter. You can add all of us because we like it, at Leap36, Gary Ellerson, at Sparky Radio, and at Bill Schmidt Radio. And Steve Sparky Pfeiffer is going to tell you why you should go and talk to John Young at Young Express if you're trying to make some extra cash.
Yeah, I'll tell you that in just 1 second here before I get to that. Your guy, C.J. Anderson, just said on Undisputed, I think it is. That's on Fox, right?
Right.
Yeah, Todd Gurley was more hurt than anybody realizes.
Oh, he better be.
And that is pretty much why Todd Gurley wasn't playing much.
Is it because C.J. Anderson ate him?
That's contradictory to what Todd Gurley said.
Y'all expected me to say something stupid like that. Wow. It wasn't me. It was baby Taos.
What'd you say again? I'm sorry.
It doesn't matter. It's all right, though.
I mean, what do you think?
He just made a fat joke about somebody skinnier than him.
Mandela!
Well, that's what he did.
That's not very nice. That's exactly what
now
I did.
Now we're concerned about being nice.
Yeah. So, hey, listen.
Hey, the folks at Young Express are concerned about being nice. They're John the nicest and nice. Guy. John Young's a great guy. With the economy booming, Young Express is expanding in all departments, which magnifies the need to increase their independent contractor base, especially with local drivers. And this is what they're looking for. You become a successful transporter of expedited freight, which means you go from point A to point B, pick stuff up, drop stuff off, call back to dispatch, they tell you where to go next. It really is just that simple. Living a stress-free lifestyle. Put the windows down, you turn up the radio to the Big Show, and you drive!
Drive, baby, drive! Baby, drive!
Don't do that again. And you get paid for it, too! Local drivers!
To boot!
This is what they're looking for right now. You can stay within 250 miles of Milwaukee. They do short runs, so you don't have to worry about driving 15 hours straight like an over-the-road guy nationwide. No need to do that. Local drivers also could sleep in their own bed every night. Kiss your kids on the forehead. Wish them good night. No sleeping overnight in your truck or sleeping in a motel or anything like that. None of that. Plus 99% no-touch freight. That means the freight is loaded and unloaded with a forklift. No manual loading or unloading. You just worry about driving. Join the Young Express team today. They're looking for full-time independent contractors, local drivers. Again, you're running your own business. You're working with Young Express, not for Young Express. You can find them at youngexpress.com. That's JUNGExpress.com. Young Express, success drives them.
414-799-1250. You can get into Great Lakes Dragway, pick a lane, and pick your lane. Wendy's Big Show. You got the fan. Don't go anywhere. I miss Ned Yost. What a nice guy.
Lovable Ned.
Sparky, you had some comments for Mike Moustakas, some encouraging words, McKelvey, playing second base.
McKelvey tweeted it, and I'll just give you the gist of it. Ned said, wow, Moustakas, he'll be fine playing second. He took grounders there all the time in Kansas City. He'll be fine. Don't worry about Moustakas. He'll be fine. Well, Ned says he'll be fine, then he's going to be fine, I guess.
Has Ned ever said a bad word really about anybody?
No, not really.
He didn't really like me all that much.
Oh, no, that's what I do remember.
Yeah, joined the crowd.
No, he didn't really like me.
Super pitch, great.
But as far as players go, no. I mean, he never was nice to McKelvey. But as far as players.
The nicest guy in the world.
Oh, no. McKelvey was his personal whooping boy press conference. Every press conference.
And now Tom Hargicourt's kind of the whipping boy for Council. He goes at Tom Hargicourt sometimes.
Yeah, I don't know. That's a weird dynamic, too, because both those guys covered Council when he played here. So you have whole player-writer relationship, and now he knows the history of both of these two, how they covered those teams and the relationships that he had, and now he carries those relationships over.
Tom even covering the team back when Craig was running around as a kid when his dad was working there? And Tom's been covering this team for a long time.
He has? I don't think so. I don't think Tom's been there that long. When Council was like a little boy running around? No.
That was the 80s?
No, I don't think so.
Because Tom wasn't here when they went to the World Series.
No.
Okay. Man, I miss Ned Yost. What a nice guy. Adam McKelvey joins Wendy's Big Show tomorrow, 2:48. Don't miss it. Talk some Brewers baseball. Mike's on the south side, part of Great Lakes Dragway. Pick a lane. Mike, pick a lane, man.
Yeah, I think it's a center lane with this FIBA. Is that every year?
No, it's not every year. It leads up to the Olympics. Years? It leads up to the Olympics, I believe, every couple of years or whatever it is.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Because Greekazoid, he's not eligible to play in the Olympics, is he?
Oh, yeah. He can play in the Olympics. Sure.
Oh. I think he's going to get triple-teamed in the FIBA, but I think if he's in the Olympics, well, I guess he'd be triple-teamed that, too, because you can't play for a dream team.
No, he can't play for Team U.S. No, he's going to play for Greece.
So,
right.
I mean, it's going to be a battle every FIBA tournament he plays, but he's getting triple-teamed now. So, I mean, what's the difference?
Thank you.
I say let him do what he wants. Don't piss him. I'm sorry.
Don't piss him off. No, you're right.
Don't piss him off.
Yeah, you're right. And that's how they'll handle it, too, I'm sure. I don't really think anybody from the Bucks organization is going to try and stand in his way. Yeah. They'll send a coach with him or somebody with him to go over there or a trainer with him to go over there with him and kind of keep an eye on him and make sure he's good. and then go from there. I think that's how this whole thing will probably end up playing out. I'm just saying from a personal standpoint.
You can go
there
with his wife and they can enjoy it, have it used as a vacation time, relaxation time. And I want him to continue working on this game. And it'll be good competition for him.
Yeah, to a degree, yeah, sure.
Sleep, them grown men. Remember, Steve, he's been playing against grown men since he was 14, 15 years old.
Well, yeah.
The guy's been playing forever.
Grown men like you'd see at the YMCA today, those type of grown men.
Not the ones that throw picks.
Let's not. Yeah, those guys, well,
the
maybe
that throw
not,
picks,
yeah.
Steve, with the gargles and
I don't think you
guys ever setting picks like on Trevor Lawrence and in his intramural game.
Don't you remember the video footage that we first saw about Giannis, who he was playing against?
Yeah.
And
yeah,
everybody was like, that. Good Lord, Division III would be better competition than what he's playing against
over
there.
He's
better now.
But seriously, I mean, they were, yeah, that wasn't a great brand of basketball. Not like he could control it by any stretch.
Sure.
Because he couldn't.
Yeah, you got to play who you got to play.
Got to play who you got to play, right.
Yeah.
But out of that became what he is now.
I still remember watching that grainy footage in the Finding Giannis video that they did on TNT. His agent, Alex, talks about, I'm watching this grainy video of him taking the ball coast to coast, you know, playing, like you said, 30-year-old dudes that were probably having a Marb Light at halftime instead of, you know, having some nutrition or something. And Sidney Moncrief, we're at Summerfest in the old Bucks trailer, he's looking at it, he's like, I can't really see anything about it. But really, if he's running this quickly and I can't see the film, he's got to be that fast. He did just turn out to be that fast, and it wasn't that he was just playing against dudes that were that bad.
I'll never forget that draft show, when we did that draft show. And it was just simply, you got to be kidding me. Like,
they picked a kid out of the crowd.
John, what are we doing here? I mean, you're going to get yourself fired if this doesn't work out. And I'll never forget Hammond saying, Sparky, how can you hit a home run if you don't swing for one?
That's true.
He was exactly right, and I just kept comparing it to the Gian Leon pick from Larry Harris when I said, you're going to get yourself fired. You do know what's happening if this doesn't work. He's like, I got to make the best pick for the organization regardless of what happens. Okay, fine. So he made it. He got fired. Now he's winning rings in Golden State. Fine. But that Hammond pick made him a rock star. I mean, I just don't see how, until that guy retires, he's ever going to be without a job because he's the guy that made the Giannis pick.
Now, I understand the situation with Weltman down in Orlando, and he had an opportunity to go somewhere else. And
remember, he was Weltman's boss.
Right, he was Weltman's boss.
And then Weltman went to Toronto and then went there.
And then got the vice president job down in Orlando, or the president of basketball operations, and now he brought him down to be his general manager. Do you think the Thon Maker pick then is kind of what got John pushed out of town? Because, I mean, like, you talk about swinging for the fence again.
Yeah, that don't look good
with Thon.
A tenth pick. Didn't even finish his rookie deal.
No, I don't think so. Once you get yards,
you're going to have a pass for a long time.
I think John just...
Obviously not a good enough one.
I don't know really what happened there, to be honest with you.
That was weird.
The feeling that I kind of got on the whole thing was he kind of wanted to run his own show type deal and wanted to do it his way. And Kid was here. And that probably wasn't happening nearly as much as what John wanted, and maybe they weren't on the same page. So John said, instead of dealing with this, I can go start over without any pressure and kind of have my own show with Weltman. I'm going to do that instead. And if they really wanted John Hammond, the ownership, they would have made it all work. It would have been, see you, Jason, and we're going to extend John out here and make him president of basketball operations, let him hire John Horse's GM or whatever, and let's see what happens. That clearly was not going to happen, and they obviously weren't on the same page there.
Well, I'm ecstatic with Horse, so everything worked out. Ecstatic.
Yeah, that's your guy. Yeah. Trav in Brown Deer is
what's
Gary
up, Trav?
Ellerson's guy.
Trav, what's
and
up,
now he's
man?
On the fan. What's up, Trav?
Trav, what you feeling like today, man?
What's up, my brother?
Man, I'm feeling good, and I hate the snow coming, but...
I know, right?
It's the worst.
Yeah, it's okay.
Boy Lee, man, you know, hey, you don't play in this game. You didn't need time off, you know, like the U.S. He just needs a break, you know? Okay, so if he breaks a leg or, like, the Celtics guy did, right? The dream's over. I mean, for that season.
The dream is over, guys.
So,
Yeah, I understand what you're saying.
Yeah, I appreciate it, Trav. That's a good point. Trav.
The dream's over, man. Yeah,
Trav having some great calls.
All the time, every day.
3-4 weeks.
He's been every day.
He's been spot on. Yeah.
So now the insurance policy is different when you go out the country, though. So they'll have to make that work because they're going to say when he's not playing, he's going to other gyms, he can also break a leg. Anytime he isn't on the court, he's exposed. So you put him with professionals that play the proper way, chances. Now, you could always be Paul George, get hurt.
I was going to just bring that up.
Back, and then you come back and, you know, something there. But at the same time, everywhere he goes, he's going to be at risk. So there's nothing wrong with his wrist to shoot. Is this a risk you take? But I'm going to give him the Supermax anyway.
Hold on.
In a year
back
or two.
Back up.
Let's did you follow up. That at
did
all?
You, did you hear? Do it again. I don't think they heard you.
What, the wrist?
Yeah.
Yeah, nothing wrong with the wrist.
Uh-huh. But it's the...
risk.
You take.
You take. Yeah. R-I-S-K and W-R-I-S-T. Risk.
There's no risk.
Yeah.
To a good shave with Harry's razors. I mean, like, there's no risk in ordering some Harry's razors. You're going to get a great shave.
Well, if you want to shave your back, though, that could be some risk. Because you got to reach...
an affordable price.
Back there. Let one of your homeboys do it. Or
just let somebody else do that if you're going to be shaving your back.
1 second. You let some dude shave your back?
I don't have any hair, but I would shave Gary's back for him.
No, you ain't shaving. You ain't nowhere close to my back.
Man, give me a raise. I'm going to go ahead and shave it.
Now, that we should Facebook
HR
Live.
Gone? What time?
Yeah, they're Facebook
gone.
Live. Yeah, they're gone. Yeah. Yeah, that's Facebook
you shaving
Live.
Gary's.
Take your shirt off, man.
Give y'all shared desserts before and everything else. What's the big deal about shaving
razor?
Your back?
Give me a Harry's razor. Order it online tonight. I have it by tomorrow.
Like, I mean, how long is it going to take you to shave his back? Is he a real hairy dude?
Sharp.
That's an 8-hour job.
Is he a pretty hairy dude?
Lunch
he's
for
pretty
one of
hairy.
Things, yeah.
He looks like Caesar from the Planet of the Apes, the one that can talk. Now the one they only have one that can really talk, hold a conversation.
You're standing. This hairy. Man is standing up in your
he's
wedding.
He's the best man.
And you just said
he
that
he does have
him,
a lot of hair all over
on the radio.
The top radio show in the city.
Leroy, I think that's a little racist, Leroy.
That ain't racist if it's true.
Glad somebody said it.
Take your shirt off.
I think that's a little racist.
He got taco meat in the front and the back. I'm going to shave it off with the Harry's razor.
Oh, I'm going to turn your mic off, man.
Harry's razors.
Take your mic off.
Harry's razors. Listen, this is a
go
top.
Go hug him right now and see if you don't feel taco meat. Just
through
him.
The shirt?
Yeah.
It's kind of crunchy.
That's disgusting.
I love the guy.
So disgusting.
Hey, my brother had a full beard at like 14. I was so jealous. I didn't have hair on my face till I was 30. He got all the girls too, Steve. The whole projects. He had boys.
You could just stop talking. Nobody's listening. They're all just this whole Gary crunchy thing just ruined everybody. Harry's.
Gary said it was crunchy.
It's all done. Just
that's your friend. That's your friend. That's your friend, man. Baby, I just met him a few years ago.
He lost baby Tosh for the rest of the show. He's hyperventilating in his sweatshirt. Harry's Razors, they can help everybody, even Gary, with a nice, close, smooth shave. They help me and they can help you too. Now check this out. They get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and travel cover for just $3 plus free shipping. All you have to do is use the word Sparky at Harry's.com. Harry's founders were tired of paying up for razors that were overpriced and overdesigned. So they fixed that by combining a simple, clean design with quality, durable blades at a fair price. They bought a world-class blade factory in Germany making quality blades for over 95 years. It really is unbelievable. They've received, now listen to this, over 20,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot and Google. Harry's replacement cartridges are just $2 each. That's half the price.
Oh, I can afford that.
Of the Gillette Fusion Pro Shield and 100% quality guarantee. For a limited time only, Harry's has a special offer for listeners of The Big Show. New customers get $5 off a trial set from Harry's with code SPARKY at harrys.com. That means you can get a razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and travel cover all for just $3 plus free shipping when you use code SPARKY, S-P-A-R-K-Y, at harrys.com. Go to harrys.com today. Use code SPARKY at checkout to claim your offer and let them know I sent you. Help support the big show.
You get hair gel. I mean, you get the foam gel, too?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, stay tuned.
Oh, we're going to do it tomorrow in studio?
Yes, I just ordered it online.
All right now. This is going to be fun.
You guys know that I get nauseous really easily,
If we do that, Anthony might have to pinch hit for the second
half. I have some news for you.
There's no chance.
I have some news for you. Gary takes his clothes off all the time in the studio.
Yeah, he does.
So you better just get used to it.
He does.
It happens all the time.
Oh, yeah, I'm cool
all
with that.
All season long.
In front of the window.
I'm cool with that.
Right in front of the window. Don't even care.
Yeah, no, I'm cool with that. I've dressed in a locker room. Like, that's cool. Like, dude takes his shirt off.
Yeah, that's not true.
Guy starts shaving his back. Yeah. We're going to have some issues. Because if I hear a crunch, I'm going to be real, real concerned. Manny Machado decided to take the money and not go for home runs, stats, or wins.
Ring. You don't care about that.
Instead, he went to the San Diego Padres, 10 years, $300 million.
Why is every guy's
opt out after 5 years?
Why is it such a big deal that it's 10 years, $300 million?
Oh, just say it with me.
That's a lot of money.
$100 million.
Go look at what Giannis's super max deal is going to look like, making $45 million a year.
Yeah.
I mean, I understand people.
I can understand
people,
that because it's only one guy.
But they're both guaranteed deals, is my point. So,
you're right.
Giannis is going to get all of his.
Don't want to get screwed.
Machado's going to get all of his. The only difference is, in my opinion, between the two is Machado's putting himself in a position where his numbers are going to go down playing in that,
no
that
doubt
ballpark.
They are.
They're going to go down. Yep. It don't matter because it's a 10-year contract. But from that perspective, now he has an opt-out after 5 years. We should all remember this.
Mm-hmm.
So if he does put up big numbers, he can opt out, go somewhere else, and cash in again if salaries were inflated again at that point.
There's no, but Gary was talking about, man, that's a huge park. I don't know how he expects his numbers to go up at all.
I don't think he cares. He's just going to get paid.
Well, of course he doesn't care. He's getting paid.
Right, that's 150, that's what, $150 million he's going to rack in 5 years?
Ooh.
And then he can go back and hit it again if he wants? Yeah. I mean, it makes all the sense. And Scott Boras, was it Scott Boras? No, John Heyman. John Heyman was on CBS Sports Radio a little while ago, I saw on Twitter, and said the days of these 31, 32-year-olds getting huge deals are done.
Done.
It's not happening.
Yeah, no chance.
But what the Machado deal did prove was if you're in your mid-20s, you can still land a mega deal. And that's what Machado did, 26 and hit it.
So in that sense, in that phrase, it would only make sense for the Players Association to try to cut down the years of club control immediately.
If I was the Players...
You put in restricted free agency.
If I was the Players Association, you're already going to get an added roster spot. They're going to expand the roster, right? So that's going to get every 32 more jobs in Major League Baseball, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to get that. If they add the designated hitter, you're going to now be able to extend all these old dudes' lifelines and be able to play longer in their career, see Paul Molitor, Brewers fans, and be able to extend their careers. That's a win for me, too. I don't think you want to go into this and say what the NBA did of, okay, you can make a supermax contract and cap yourself the money you can make, or you can make a max contract and this is the amount you're going to make. You don't want to go the NBA way. Because as fun as that sounds, I just think you don't want to put a number on top of it, Gary, and cap yourself the way the NBA has. Now, again, you can look at the NBA and go, well, look at the money Giannis is going to make. That's way more than Machado. Sure, but it seems like the two leagues are in two different places from how front offices work right now.
There's
NBA
also-
could change, but right now, with all these young dudes and their numbers and their stats and all these analytics of once you hit this age, this happens. And if you're in this ballpark, this happens and this and that. Hey.
Well, clearly Major League Baseball is going through a change as far as that is concerned. But you're right. Is it 2021?
Yeah, 2021.
It's going to change again.
But what do you want if you're the Players Association? How does this change? I don't think it's going to change.
I want free agency
You
earlier.
Can't force a GM. Unless you come up and say, okay, every GM – you have to have at least three guys in your roster that are ages 32 and older, like that.
Something's going to happen.
Unless you say something stupid. But you can't control what a GM does.
I mean, doesn't it almost feel like collusion, though?
No.
It feels like that to me.
Well, it...
No.
Understanding.
I mean, it just feels like that.
Yeah, they all have an understanding. We're not going to do this. We're going to push ourselves out.
You just have too many players just sitting out here, and nobody is really doing anything. I mean,
not every team can afford to pay this dude $30 million a year.
What about Keiko?
He's
Keiko's
gotta wait,
sitting there
he
too. He's another guy asking for a lot of money.
They got to wait till Harper goes off.
I think he's looking for, what, $20 million
a year? Well, like, the Brewers are sitting at $130 million on their payroll. And they're
right, and that's why it's going to change.
They're starting to teeter on the upper
all these guys half get paid.
Of payroll in Major League Baseball. There was never an opportunity before where $130 million was the middle ground of Major League Baseball payrolls.
No, but
used to be closer to $150, $155, $160.
But what's happened is you had the Cubs owner Ricketts come out and say, why didn't we get anybody? We got no more money, folks. The Cubs. Yeah. We got no more money.
Yeah,
you
know
that's
why?
What he says.
Because his dad cost him a lot of it.
No, but he doesn't want to pay the luxury tax. That's what these guys are saying.
For
we're
sure,
not paying the luxury tax. In the NBA, those guys don't care. Nah. Ah, we'll pay it, whatever. That's what happens.
Yeah, because you have the Moroccan freak who's making all his money playing basketball. He can go and pay that luxury tax, right?
We're going to find out.
Thanks to Ryan Wood, Eric Name of The Athletic, for joining us today on the Wendy's Big Show. Intern Mother Plucker, thanks for the work as always, man. Great stuff. Anthony Mandela producing the show, killing it on the other side of the glass. Gary Ellerson, Roy Butler, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, all of you at 1057FMTheFan.com, 414-799-1250. Call us again tomorrow, too. Wendy's Big Show back then.
Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.